the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last segment in this, 4 o'clock happy hour, and I'm always happier when you participate. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, I think we're going to end today with a little bit of good news and a little bit of broccoli. But first, the good news. A federal judge in Michigan on Thursday, that's today, ordered former President Donald Trump's Kraken lawyers. You remember the Kraken, don't you, Fancy Brian? Well, they included the legal team, the Kraken team, Sidney Pell, Lynn Wood, and of course, what's her face? Who's the Kraken lady?
Sidney Pell.
Sidney Pell. Oh, yeah.
Release the Kraken!
The lawsuit represents a historic and profound abuse of judicial process, according to U.S. District Judge Linda Parker. She wrote when she initially approved the sanctions in August, Parker ordered the Trump attorneys to pay legal costs incurred by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the city of Detroit, in defending the lawsuit, which alleged that an international cabal worked to steal the election away from the former president. I know it's hard for me to even say it aloud.
Oh, people took this seriously. People were, they were lawsuits.
Still do.
They still do.
Parker gave the defendants 14 days to submit their time and expense records, but Trump's attorney later challenged the city's requested amount of $182,000. In her decision Thursday, Parker lowered the city's amount by roughly $29,000. So now they only owe the city $153,000. Trump's lawyers did not challenge the amount of $22,000 submitted by Whitmer and Benson, meaning they'll have to pay a total of $175,000 in sanctions. In her decision, Parker noted that many of Trump's lawyers seek donations from the public to fund lawsuits like this one, adding they have the ability to pay this sanction.
So basically, they're paying because they lied and they're loser liars who can't do anything to actually prove any of their allegations whatsoever because they have lied. And because as a result of their blatant lying, they have to pay money, but it doesn't matter to them because the idiots that believe it are dumb enough to go and give them money to pay for them to lie more under oath.
Well, here's one other good part about this ruling, as far as I'm concerned, Fancy. The attorneys are jointly and severally liable for the sanctions, meaning that while each is on the hook for the full amount, the total to be paid of $175,000, regardless of who forks over the money. So if somebody claims poverty, if somebody runs to the bankruptcy courts, and that wouldn't actually absolve them of their debt, but, if they're all trying to block the payment of the sanctions, well, they're all responsible for the entirety of this. The $175,000 would fall to each defendant. So any one of them individually is still responsible for the entire balance of the dinner party, if you know what I'm saying.
Good for them. And the best part is that if they do have to declare bankruptcy, they can run to Trump. And that's the actual thing that he's the one thing that he is actually good at. And that is declaring bankruptcy.
I wish James Santel was still here, the former U.S. attorney, because he would probably tell us, and I think this is true, I don't think you can use the bankruptcy courts to avoid a federal sanction of this sort.
If anyone would know, it's Donald Trump.
Let's talk about Donald Trump. Let's play a little sound of Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump went on the media with Nigel Farage. And Nigel Farage is a British hack. And they became buddies in 2016 because while everybody else tried to, look at Trump and hold him accountable, Nigel Farage is like, loyalty, baby. Let me tee it up for you. So anyways, Trump was being interviewed by Nigel Farage and Trump bemoaned. Well, let's hear it from the former president's mouth. Play it for the people. Fancy Brian, Donald Trump talking to Nigel Farage about January 6th.
Was it a mistake to have had that rally on that day?
Well, I didn't have. That was a rally that was there. And if you look, it
somebody
was a massive
a
rally with hundreds and hundreds of thousands
very
of people.
Very proud of them.
I think it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before.
What about your inauguration?
I reverse it. The insurrection took place on November 3rd. That was Election Day.
When we voted?
And before and after. That was, to me, the insurrection. And the January 6th was a protest. But if you would have looked at the crowds, the size, nobody wants to talk about that. I believe it was the biggest that most people, and I've spoken to very big crowds. I have never spoken in front of a crowd that size. Nobody ever talks about that. And then, unfortunately, some bad things happened. But also, the other side had some very bad things happen.
No, the other side didn't. The other side didn't have any bad things happen. No. Other than the fact the U.S. Capitol was under assault by hundreds of thousands of your Trumpist followers. Your domestic terrorists, Donald. And it's not like he's defending it. Oh, somebody threw a party. But did you see how many people showed up to see the guest honor? Me.
Yeah,
me. I'm crowd ever. Biggest domestic terrorist action ever.
I'm completely not surprised whatsoever. On 9/11, the day of 9/11, the first thing that he could think of was now he has the tallest building in Manhattan.
Which wasn't really true either.
He's a liar.
I was at Trump's inauguration. And this was the original big lie, right? Sent out Spicy Spicer to talk about largest crowd ever, period, double stop, backspace, something like that. Well, I was in that crowd, and I was below Donald Trump when he said the American dream is dead. That was part of his inauguration speech. Such a warm and fuzzy I got from that day. But we were there, and I admitted, you know, when I looked back at the crowd that day, and of course, I was on ground level, so I only had a certain vantage point, but that seemed like a hell of a lot of people. I would have guessed up to 1 million people. Now, when we see aerial photos from the back, we know that Barack Obama had a substantially larger crowd, and Trump, of course, made Spicy lie about the whole thing. But ultimately, Trump, he's double-crossing his own original big lie, which is the domestic terrorist action. Have you ever seen so many crazy yahoos come out to support anybody? Like, they support me? What about the inauguration, Trump? You know, maybe it's a small detail to kind of lock down on, but, you know, you can't have the two biggest crowds ever. Appreciate our fine guest list. They included Bill Press from the Bill Press podcast. He's a legend. You know who he is. And former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He's a legend. We made him one because he keeps appearing on this fine show. Tomorrow is Friday. We'll air the grievances. Please tune in. But stick around. We're not done yet. Not close. Earl Ingram, then Native Roots Radio, then Lay of the Land. Keep it locked. Devil Radio 92.7. Thank you, Fancy Brian, for making the show go.
I drank beer with my friends.
The Kraken!
Sometimes I had too many beers.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
Hey, I'm here from Knuckleheads. Have you seen our new location yet? Come on down to 520 State Street for all your CBD needs. We have a huge selection of gummies, oils, and a variety of other CBD products. We also have a gigantic walk-in humidor. The knowledgeable staff at Knuckleheads will work with you to find exactly what you need. Mention Devil Radio at checkout to get 15% off your next order. Knuckleheads, now at 520 State Street. We'll see you there.
Wisconsin. You know that Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez are champions on the court, but did you know they're also champions for our community?
Hey, Wisconsinites. Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I love being a champion.
And today I'm asking you to be